This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. President Joe Biden said his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin would be critical, and that he'd offer Moscow cooperation on areas of common interest if the Kremlin so chooses. Biden characterized Putin as an adversary or someone who could be an adversary as bright and tough. Speaking at a news conference after a NATO summit in Brussels, Biden said China and Russia were trying to split the transatlantic alliance, and that while he was not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO will respond if Moscow continued its harmful activities. Biden also said the potential death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, now jailed in Russia, would be a tragedy and would hurt Russian relations with the rest of the world and with the United States. The meeting with NATO leaders in Brussels was Biden's first summit with an alliance that Donald Trump openly disparaged. Hong Kong's leader says that her government is closely watching a nearby Chinese nuclear power plant following a news report that it might be leaking. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says government data showed radiation levels in Hong Kong are normal. A French company that helps manage the facility in Guangdong province said that it was dealing with a performance issue. It said the facility was operating within safe limits. The plant's operators have released a few details. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi told Reuters on Monday that the United Nations is preparing for a likely further displacement of civilians in Afghanistan after U.S. and international troops leave the country in September. Violence has been rising as foreign forces begin withdrawing, and efforts to broker a peace settlement between the Afghan government and insurgent Taliban have slowed. Grandi pointed to a deadly attack last week on an international demining organization.